On this most profound beginning to a holy week, I pray that you are able to receive what you heard and integrate it in who you are. There are so many feelings in a day like today. We began outside in joy, and by the time the reading of the Passion was over, and I looked to this cross and saw Mike put the crown of thorns on top, tears began for me. So in one sense, do not be surprised at your torn heart. It is a bipolar Sunday. We begin with joy, and now we're filled with this awesome wonder at the wonder of the love of Jesus for us. Together, we experience as a community throughout the year this love of Jesus through one another, through the service we do in our community, through the service you are in your families and where you work, or how you are in any moment. The love of God is present. And on this day, the profound love of God through Jesus is what we are receiving. Today we begin with an opportunity to fathom the love of Jesus' mother. Her heart more broken, more torn than anyone ever experienced in all of time, when she saw her only son in that moment die on a cross. This afternoon at 4 o'clock, it's called the Stabat Mater. That's the Latin for sorrowing mother. Our choir has been working very hard. We have wood on the floor for the sake of sound. The choir is ready in their places for this afternoon. We have percussion that will be moved back into place. We will have an orchestra that fills this area. All of it as an opportunity to experience another way to receive the love of God by being in a moment like no other moment. That's what prayer is. It's being in a moment like no other moment. Being for God, to let God be God. So I invite you to come today at 4 o'clock to be with the Mother of God, to be with our choir, to be with one another, to begin this holy, holy week. Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, we have a tizé that is an invitation to go deeper into this holy week. The words, the music are all the invitation for remembering what this week was all about. So Thursday night is Maundy Thursday, and we come together in the parish hall for a light Middle Eastern supper, holding up together the food at our table to let it be blessed. And in that moment, remembering that Jesus blessed bread and wine and said, "Do this from now on in memory of me." But before that moment, he served us by getting up from the table and washing the feet and the hands of those who had come for that dinner, his closest friends, his disciples, his mother, all who were in that room. And he said, "What I have done for you, now you do to one another. Now you serve one another." Then he went back to the table. Then he took the bread and wine. Including service, including bread and wine, do this from now on in memory of me. And we end that service on Thursday night with literally hearing what happened next. Judas leaving the room and throwing down 30 pieces of silver. That is how our Maundy Thursday ends. Because then they left and went to the Garden of Gethsemane. At noon the next day, we continue with Jesus here in the church, our Stations of the Cross. It's a contemporary version, so we can experience in our language the kind of suffering that happens to our brothers and sisters as they carry their cross in the world today. And after we've experienced the 14 stations, then we can come forward and offer a thanksgiving by a rose or lighting a candle. Friday night, we have a service in the chapel from light to darkness. We begin by hearing the burial of Jesus. We once again have an opportunity to thank in prayer and in symbol through the roses or through candles the gift of what Jesus did for us on the cross. It was a sign of love and forgiveness. Because that night is when Jesus was buried, we end the service like we began Lent. On Ash Wednesday, you were anointed with ashes. Remember, you are dust, and to dust you shall return. For 6.5 weeks, we have been in a Lenten journey, a pathway for grace. So on Friday night, we end with an anointing with oil. Remember, you are buried with Christ to rise with Christ. That's how the service ends Friday night. Saturday night is the great Easter vigil. We come in silence and we wait outside as if we were waiting at the tomb. Outside in the chapel courtyard, we will light a new fire. Because a new fire of God's love has happened with his rising from the dead. A new fire, a new spirit, a new passion, a new way for all of us. So we light the new fire. We light a paschal candle to symbolize Christ is alive. And that's what we hear as we process into the dark chapel. But in the dark chapel, we hear our story with God. We hear God's story. God trying to break through and say, I want a relationship with you, with all of the world. So we hear Old Testament stories of creation, of Exodus. Then we shift. The time has come to ring bells and turn on the lights and say, He is risen. Alleluia. The great Easter vigil was the big Super Bowl Sunday of the church in the beginning of the time of Christ after his death and resurrection. The great Easter vigil was it. But here, 2,000 years later, we also make Easter Sunday morning our Super Bowl because, as we will hear in the Gospel next Sunday, Mary Magdalene goes to the tomb. Why is the stone rolled away? And you will hear why. He is risen. To experience the incredible joy of next Sunday, it is important to experience the sadness of right now, of seeing a cross with a crown of thorns, to experience the joy of Easter Sunday, it is amazing if you come to Maundy Thursday and Good Friday and the Easter Vigil and experience this movement of love for us. Then you come on Easter Sunday and you say, no wonder. Wow. Without words, thank you, God. So I invite you to come and start this journey this afternoon at 4 o'clock to be with the Mother of Jesus Christ. Be with your own places in your own heart that has broken pieces. God wants us to be made whole now. We're not meant to stay focused on episodes of the life of Christ, but bring the life of Christ into the life that we're called to live through this grace and power. So you come this afternoon, and if you have a broken piece in your heart, that's what's a part of the Stop at Mater. You are sorrowing. And bring all of that into Maundy Thursday and Good Friday. So the resurrection is a transformation. Thank you that we are this family of St. Francis, ready to witness to the world what this event is all about. Amen.